FM Rewind Podcast.
Now, I saw an advertisement for a think camp, and I thought, a think camp, that sounds interesting. And what it is, it's a tech-focused holiday program which exposes young minds to a combination of powerful technologies and thinking skills. So the think camps work with robotics, app development, coding, game design, Minecraft. And let's get the founder of the think camp to tell us a little bit more about it, because I think it sounds absolutely fantastic. And John Nyker joins us on the line. John, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for having me.
Listen, this sounds fantastic. I mean, I would quite like to do it as a grown-up, you know, except, I mean, it sounds quite intensive. But tell us a little bit about it. It operates solely in the Gauteng holiday periods.
Exactly that. So we made a decision early on to focus on the time period when we find kids and teens are most receptive to the work we do.
Right.
And that just happens to be the holiday period. They don't have the pressure of school, no pressure of extramurals. And we find that in that particular time, we can do some really deep, really exceptional work.
So just explain to everybody who's listening, how does this work? Because you're teaching thinking amongst other things.
That is true. So we put the emphasis on the think rather than the tech, because tech is always changing. By nature, the definition of technology is something that is ephemeral. And we find that with all of these fads flying in and out, it's really the underlying thinking skills that we're wanting to hone. So whether that is the basis of computational thinking, which underlies code, how do you sequence your thoughts? How do you use logic to put ideas into a logical order that can be taken up and followed by a robot? How do you design a game by using design thinking skills? Those are really the basic skills that are going to be permanent and something that will really enrich a child's or a teen's life and allow them to find success both in the workplace and in their personal life.
All right. So the kids come along and you take them in from about grade two. Am I right with this?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so you take them from grade two to grade nine, but presumably you sort of separate them, or don't you?
No, we have to separate a large group like that. So our think camps work across around three grades. So for instance, our Minecraft camp where we work with engineering and Minecraft, that particular camp would work with grades twos, threes, or fours, and we then might have a separate think camp working with app development that would work solely with grades sevens, eights, and nines, for instance.
Okay. So I mean, if these youngsters come along for 7 to 8 hours over a single day, and in the near future you're going to be welcoming grade ones into the robotics camp, I think I should join you for that.
And you definitely should, Jenny. The invitation's open, so give us a shout after the show and we'll definitely make an exception.
Well, I honestly and truly, I think it would be very, very interesting. So parents can drop off their children at from about 7:30, is that correct?
Yeah, so we start very early. It's a very full day. And to be quite clear, we work on screen and off screen. So we are very mindful of the breaks. A lot of parents, when they hear of a tech camp that is working for 7-8 hours a day, that their hackles already are raised and thinking, jeepers, my child on a computer for 7-8 hours. And that's not the case. We try and take a balanced approach. But we find that the long contact sessions are really beneficial. We find by the end of the day, kids feel like they have mastered something, they've created something, they've made something that they can really be proud of. Whereas shorter contact sessions, really great, but they don't get the same depth of work. And at the moment, in fact, in these upcoming three-term April holidays, we're working on our first series of two-day camps, and later on in the year we'll be working towards three-day camps where we can really, over the course of 2 or 3 days, 7-8 hours a day, really lay a solid foundation on some key skills.
All right, so you've got various a list of five things that you want to get out of each day camp, and it starts off with try your best. Take us through them.
Oh, Jesus, now you're testing me. Do I have them in my head? We go every single morning. Yes. So well spotted, Jenny. You obviously found that on our website.
Yes.
Thinkcamp.co.za. So indeed, we've got five, what we call the Think Camp philosophies that guide us throughout the day. And that really informs the spirit of the day and allows the kids to work well together and to, also, of course, bond as a group, because often we have children coming and they don't come with their friends or they're not in a known environment. So to start off, we try and make every child feel welcome, and that involves that idea of making new friends. So the children come and we encourage them to out on the playground, within the classroom, even if they've come with a friend, to really extend those bonds of friendship and to find another like-minded person. And it's incredible with that first rule how we have friendships are forged just through really consciously focusing on that as one of our Think Camp philosophies. Then another very, very important one, of course, is try your best. We often say at the start of the day that the children are ultimately the architects of their own learning, and they need to learn that. We provide all of the facilities. We provide the state-of-the-art equipment. We give exceptional instruction. But if the child doesn't understand right from the start of the day that they need to put in some good effort themselves and need to try their best, they're not going to get the most out of the program. That's the second one. A third is to share your ideas. So we really promote a sharing economy. Schools can sometimes, in error, in the best interest, promote sort of a secretive idea where if you've got the knowledge and know how the child does, then you're the winner. Where we just think, you know, if your friend's struggling, give him some help. Bend over and give him a hand. And of course, if you can't, then hands go up and ask facilitators help straight away. And one of my favorites, one of my absolute favorites is celebrate this. Third philosophy, we say if you make a mistake, which you're bound to do, Jenny, when you code.
Of course.
It's by nature, any software engineer is going to be making mistakes, and the process of debugging or finding those mistakes is absolutely crucial to becoming successful coder, to becoming successful computational thinker. So we say, celebrate your mistakes.
So, John, I'm going to have to interrupt because we're going to run out right out of time. What I love is the day ends at 3 p.m. and then the parents, they come in for a certificate ceremony and a short presentation. And then, I mean, I just love the fact that the kids are now part of the day is showing their parents what they did.
Oh, you've hit the nail on the head, Jenny. It's absolutely that is perhaps the most magical moment of the day. Seeing their eyes light up, and really, I think every educational program that show and tell where someone who cares and can give you that attention is able to actually see the great work you've done and say, "Wow, you've done a fantastic job." That gives that fulfillment and that validation that should be part of any good learning process.
All right, now these are about to start. I'm assuming quite soon.
Yes, in fact, we've got one more week of run-up, and then we jump into our April holiday camp schedule. Now, this, of course, is for the three-term independent schools. They're the only schools that are on holiday in this period, and we get some grumpy four-term parents that say, "You don't care about us, John. You don't love us, Think Camp." And we do. We really, really do. And we run our camps every single holiday period. But, of course, the only holidays that are coming up are exclusively three-term holidays. So that schedule can be found on our website if you happen to go to a three-term school and are on holiday over the April period. Otherwise, our four-term camps will be available in June. And all of that information is available on thinkcamp.co.za.
And that will include government schools.
The June schedule, yes, would include government schools, correct.
Okay, so I mean, obviously there's a cost to this, but I see that you encourage interested parents to drop an email to motivate for a bursary place.
Quite correct, yeah. So we try, I mean, we do have some good promotions running throughout our schedule, so I think next week we'll have our next week promotion running where they get a little bit off. And then we do offer bursary placements to parents who really feel that their kids would thrive in this sort of environment, but they can't afford the fees we charge.
Listen, I think it sounds absolutely fantastic. I'm going to give out those details again, but I think it sounds absolutely marvellous and very, very exciting. So, John Nyker of ThinkCamp, I think it's a fabulous idea, and I think we need it, and we need lots more like that as well. So, go along, visit the website, which is thinkcamp.co.za. Also, the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thinkcampsa, for more of an idea on who they are and what they actually believe. But I think it sounds absolutely brilliant. So maybe give it a bash, and remember that government schools, their camp is going to come up, their camp days are going to come up in the June school holidays as well. So I think it sounds really, really fantastic.
FM Rewind Podcast.